Yeah, well, thanks, Jane. You're very welcome back to the Bourne Road here. Well, it is the home side to go away with the 2 points. They have come victorious in what has been a very impressive second half from Kieran McDade's side. 113 to 11 points was the final score in this encounter. A game of two halves, you could really say, Kieran. It was, of course, St Union's who probably would have been happier at halftime, controlling possession stakes, and well, we had a halftime lead of 1-2. For Terman, 7 points for St Gurans, and well, they were going to be happier at halftime, but Terman come out in the second half. They were really a different outfit in the second half. It started from the get-go, 30 seconds, the ball was thrown up, and well, Bobby McGinnigan palmed the ball down to the unrunning Kevin McGinnigan, who resulted in Terman's first opening score in this encounter. That was 1-3 to 7 points, and then Terman went on the hunt once again. It was, of course, Darren McDade, the sharpshooter, with just 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock in that second half. 1-4 for Terman, 7 points for St Unans. But then Owen Dowling, on the 3rd minute in the second half, he popped up, was their first opening score. And well, but it was Terman that really took over from that 3rd minute into the second half, right up into the 20th minute into the second half. Points from Ryan McFadden in the 5th minute of that second half, and Terman got their noses in front for the first time. Great work by Rory McGuirin in the defensive aspect from a Terman point of view. Turned over the ball, worked the ball up the pitch, and Terman moved at pace through the gears, and Patty Fagan put the ball over the bar out on the far left-hand side, kicked the ball high and over the bar on the 9th minute. But Terman once again stepped up with another score. It was Rory Connaughton on this occasion, worked really hard, got possession back for the Maroon and White, and Darren McDade stuck the ball over the bar for Terman to lead 1-7 to 8 points. Well, Ryan McFadden, of course, carrying a little bit of an injury into this particular encounter, but anyway, has come out and really shown fine form once again, which was good for the home supporters to see. Ryan McFadden scoring his first opening score in the second half on the 15th minute. That led that goal, that all-important goal Terman got in that first half, 1-8 to 8 points was the difference on the 15th minute. But then a great score and a good performance by young Rory Cullen capped off his performance today with a point. A big turnover deep in the St Union's half from John James Sweeney, I do believe it was, turned over the ball, and Rory Connaughton got on possession, stuck it over the bar in the 17th minute from just over 25 yards out. But then St Unans responded once again. It was a point from a free from Oran Wilson Winston, and that left it 1-10 for Terman to 8 points. And well, John James Sweeney, he stepped up for Terman's 10th point, and another score from Ryan McFadden from a free. That was 111 to 9 points, and Owen Doyle, he responded from St Union's point of view, worked really, really hard, has to be said, Owen Doyle, in that second half for St Union's. He got his free, a point from play actually on this occasion. But then it was once again that man Bobby McGinnigan fetching the ball in the midfield area. Good hand passage of play from Terman. The ball was moved through the hands at pace. Ryan McFadden, John James Sweeney, and Darren McDade in possession on this occasion. Popped the ball inside to young Shane Boyle, who came on in that second half. Himself and Kieran Cassidy worked really, really hard in the forward line. Shea Boyle came on, got his first opening score on the 29th minute, 1-12 for Terman, 10 points for St Unans. And Will Terman capped off that performance with a final score, and the home crowd going away really happy here on this one, Kieran. So it was, of course, Terman, last year's league winners, as you've indicated, they've defeated table toppers here today, St Unans. 113 for Terman, 11 points for St Unans. It's Pádraig Kilpatrick here live for Highland Radio Sunday Sport.